After four long years and plus another 12 grueling months, it's finally here, the Games of the 32nd Olympiad. The stage is set. Just under 500 Aussie athletes are in Tokyo chasing gold. But most likely, they'll bring home some bronze and silver too. And hopefully some of that tasty Japanese whiskey. Anyway, we are away. Tokyo 2020 in 2021. 3 hours of top sporting action coming your way. With thanks to the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Test drive the Tucson today. Listeners, take your mark. It's time for the Drive for Gold with Joel and Fletch.
Good afternoon, everyone. The band is back today as we drive for gold with Joel and Fletch. With thanks to Hyundai, experience the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click and Buy today. We welcome our listeners through 1170 SEN, 1620 SEN the Gold Coast, our listeners via the SEN app, and our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I welcome my co-host here, Brian Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joel. Good afternoon, listeners. Good afternoon, Brooksy. Welcome back, and Gibbo.
And Brooksy, who clearly spent yesterday off doing his own haircut. Have a look at it.
Where did you get your haircut?
I did it myself.
Why?
Well, I was a bit bored Sunday, Monday. Got the clippers out, number 5.
Yeah.
Remember? Maroon. I thought I did all right. I went a bit shorter around the sides. You know how all the... I noticed Tony Rudolph has it.
Fade.
It's like a fade. It's like a 1 at the temple, then it's 2 just either side of the temple, then it's a 2.5.
Good enough for Toby Rudolph. It's good enough for Nathan Brooks.
Exactly.
Exactly right. Speaking about good enough from one Nathan to another. Gibbo, how are you, mate?
G'day, Joel. Fletch.
Yes, Gibbo.
Brooksy. It's a bit like having... I use the cough mic, but it's a bit like having mum and dad back. So I've got to be on my best behaviour today. Yep. G'day. Welcome back,
all of you.
Brooksy.
No, but I've got to say, Brooksy, in your absence, he stepped up.
He did. He
was, the show was...
Yeah.
Was
he produced. He took calls. Yeah. He gave prizes out.
So nothing different from every other show.
Yeah, so he was solid.
Next man up policy at the drive and Fletch, so.
Yeah,
yeah,
Joel Melbourne.
Fletch, so. Yeah, so he's already resolved me. There you go. Jesus. Be with the producer, I'll be gone.
So hang next on. Up. If this is the Melbourne Storm.
Yep.
Who's the coach? Brooksy, are you Bellamy?
I think it was a bit of a Pappenhausen, Nicho Hynes sort of situation, wasn't it?
Right.
Well, Nicho comes in. He's got the longer hair.
I think I'm a bit like Jerome Hughes. You know, I've been around to a few clubs, haven't really found my feet. Maybe I'm here at my next club, but look, always looking.
Very good. Hey, boys, you mentioned podcasts before. I didn't.
It was you.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as I said that, I was going,
bruising.
Gibbo's printed this off for me.
Yeah.
Right? Our most listened to downloads from certain countries.
Yes.
Number 1, Australia. Oh. Number 2, New Zealand. Number 3, the UK. Number 4, United States.
Yeah.
Number 5, Canada.
Yeah.
United Arab Emirates, number 6.
Big in Dubai.
Thailand, expats. Number 7.
Sawadee Karp.
Yes.
Sawadee Karp. Pompui Gatoi. To our listeners.
Hong Kong, number 8.
Oh, yeah.
9, Singapore.
Yep.
And home of the Olympics, Japan, number 10.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
So we're big in Asia, Konnichiwa. North America, and Great Britain.
Yeah. Then 11, Ireland. Spain, 12. France, 13. Spain. 14, Israel. And number 15, Bahrain. There you go.
Bahrain.
That's our listening.
How good's that?
Yeah, we appreciate that.
I think we need to do this every week.
If you're listening from Bahrain on the podcast, which you won't get this probably till tomorrow, let us know.
Yeah.
If you're from Israel, France, Spain, Ireland, they're all there, the downloads. So let us know where you're listening from, particularly from those countries. If you're in Japan, we'd love to hear from you. 1300 01 1170. You can text us 0457 736 736. Big, big show coming up. Of course, we'll keep you updated across all things Olympics. We're going to review the rugby league action from Monday night footy. Can you believe it? Shawnee Omrod will join us from Sportsbet. Jared Wallace, when he comes on, he scores tries. So no wonder he's coming back on. Teamless Tuesday coming up at 4 o'clock. Begging for Bronze with actor-director Brendan Cow. We're going to catch up with him. The Imar quiz, thanks to Imar Insurance. Ringers Western Prize Pack. Cap and Stubby holders up for grabs there. Channel 7 commentators, Dave Colbert, John Casey. We've got Fletchy's fiscal financial futures, breaking down some of the big deals in the NBA. A market update, as we said, with Shawnee Omrod. But before we do that, we haven't done this for a while, Brooksy. Gibbo, there's a birthday today.
Ah.
There's a birthday today. In fact, I'll tell you who the birthday is. Let's have a listen.
Snap to Brady. Looks, stands, starts to run with it. He's down to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown! Tom Brady runs in for a touchdown with Patriots are back in it.
Oh, Sean. Oh, he got it to
what is going on? Is that a bit of Tom Brady and Finchie?
It's Finchie's birthday as well.
No. His birthday's coming up though, Finchie. He's a Leo. Tom Brady's birthday, 44 today. That's 44 good years lived, isn't it?
Well, his last 20's been.
Oh, yeah.
Exceptional. He has that. If you ever get time, Google his diet.
Yeah.
So he's heckos into his. Well, go, Brooksy.
Do it now.
Yeah. He inflammation diet, so he doesn't eat any food that could inflame his body.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll check that out.
He'd have turmeric in everything.
Yeah, he doesn't have tomatoes.
They're no good tomatoes.
No good.
Okay.
Full of acid. Mm. What else? What else has he got on there, Brooks?
I think I've been on the totally inflamed diet.
Mainly liquids, he's saying.
Mm.
So everything's like a juice and a smoothie and a.
He stresses the importance of hydration and drinks anywhere between 12 to 25 glasses of water a day. Protein shakes, 8 a.m., and electrolyte-infused water, Gatorade.
So that's 3 to 5 litres or something like that.
He doesn't strike me as someone who gets on the PI55, but when they won, when the Bucks won, he was legless, wasn't he?
He was, absolutely. Hey, by the way, last night, do you guys have anyone in the family who's a hypochondriac?
All of them.
My little one. She can sometimes just...
Bung it on.
I just keep saying the growing pains. Everything's growing pains.
My young bloke wakes me up last night, middle of the night. Dad, take me to the hospital. I said, mate, what's wrong? He said, something's up. Take me to the hospital, right? So anyway, I said, I reckon you just got a bit of short of breath, you know, like, and Dad gets allergies talking about me. So, you know, sometimes that makes you feel a bit tight. So next thing you know, right, he's his own doctor. So he jumps on, he's Googling short of breath. And then all of a sudden he reads something, right? Which shortness of breath and dizziness could lead to like a heart attack or symptoms of a heart attack or
stroke
or blood clots. And he said, Dad, after reading that, I'm dizzy all of a sudden too. I'm dizzy, right?
So oh,
all
he's these ticking off the...
it's like he's doing his own checklist. And I said, oh, what could that be, mate? He goes, well, Dad, dizziness and short of breath, like that's heart attack and blood clots. Quick, get me up to the hospital. I said, mate, relax. And as it turns out, there's nothing wrong. But we've all got someone, haven't we, who's just a chronic hypochondriac.
Has he watched Dr. Death?
No. Little bits of that. I reckon it's a bit of anxiousness in his head.
Yeah. Poor little thing. Mm. Get him on the Zennies.
Yeah.
I finished Dr. Death last night.
Yeah, right.
It's some of the best acting. Alec Baldwin on the stand. Oh. One of the great
Don't
scenes.
Tell me the end.
No, I'm not saying
it. You've not seen the end yet?
No.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just up to where he's got rid of his missus and he's got the new nurse.
Yes.
And they're just doing it everywhere.
Yeah.
What, surgery?
No. I mean, relations.
So there's actually the real doco on Stan also. So after you see that, you can actually see all the real characters being interviewed and it's quite good.
I can't believe he got away with it all.
Yeah.
Always get a second opinion. I always say that. Always.
It was a 33 of 38.
Yeah, we can't. No. It's still early. We can't.
No, I'm just saying.
Spoiler alert. Anyway.
Just don't know.
Let's do this, shall we? We will do our Olympic update. So time to do this.
Time now for an Olympics update. With thanks to Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. Monarchpainting.com.au.
Australia flying, 14 gold, 4 silver, 15 bronze. Quite a day yesterday, 2 medals since yesterday's show. 62-year-old Andrew Hoy.
Oh.
He won, I don't think I remember Olympics without him participating. He won 2 medals yesterday with a silver in the team eventing and bronze in the individual jumping. Unbelievable performance. He became Australia's oldest Olympic medalist. He made his debut at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics. So there you go.
And he wants to go again. Do you think the horse? Do you think the horse will get more reco?
Mm.
I mean, they are obviously skilled riding horse, but the horse does a lot of good work.
Of course, it does.
Snoop and Kevin Hart were saying they should get a medal as well.
Well, they should. Coverage. They should get maybe like Natoya. You know how Natoya gets a pizza and some champagne when it wins.
Yeah, give them something up.
Give them something good.
Have their own little podium where the horses just sit up there, stand up there, and you feed them something.
Well, they'd just get. What were they like? What are horses like?
What are they? What do they like?
They like rooting. I've seen that.
Draw up the likes and dislikes.
You just let them go to town in the rooting. Paddock after they win gold.
Yeah. Hey.
Off you go.
Did you see the 400-metre final, Fletchy?
Is that when I walked in and you blokes were going mad?
Yeah.
The Norwegian.
Carsten Vorholm.
Oh. Carsten Jennings.
Carsten Vorholm.
Vorholm.
Yes. Won gold and breaks his world record in the 400-metre hurdles final. He ran 45.94. His previous record was 46.7. That's a world record. So picture it this way. He beat his own world record by about 7 metres. That is an absolute flogging. Anyway, let's have a listen to this.
So the favourites are in the middle. Watch Vorholm. He's four from the right. He'll attack the first. Benjamin got over it with him. So from the outside, Maggie and Samba and Dos Santos. And Vorholm's out really hard in the back straight. He's in front of Benjamin at the moment. They're the two that are going so hard. And then McMaster and Capello up towards halfway. Vorholm attacks. Benjamin's with him. The world record's 46.70. They're chasing gold. Norway and the United States. They get to that. Vorholm slightly in front of Benjamin, who's got higher speed. How strong will they be? They've left Dos Santos in their wake. Vorholm's a half a stride up. Benjamin comes at him. At the last, Vorholm's over. Benjamin won't get him. The Norwegian is the supreme champion. Unbelievable. It's Bolt-like. Oh. It's a Beeman-esque record.
Beeman-esque?
Yeah. Beating Rye Benjamin, son of Winston Benjamin.
Please explain.
Right arm fast.
You don't know Winston Benjamin?
Yeah. Post the Windies.
Yeah. He's the son.
Oh.
Yes, but Kenneth Benjamin and Winston Benjamin, no relation.
Right, different spelling. It's with a G.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. So that's how you finish a race, Fletch. The Norwegian Carsten Vorholm. This is how you don't. Sharika Jackson, this is what she did.
First three to qualify automatically. Strawn's going to come home. This won't be as quick as the others we've seen. Jackson. I'm not sure that she did run third. It's almost a dead heat.
Wait, oh, later. That's amateur hour.
Is that Finchie again? Goodness me. He's getting around. He's doing the Olympics here.
Oh, yes.
Imagine Finchie in the box with Bruce. How do you reckon that'd go?
Bruce would just be built, like, how good was that call? And then Finchie just goes all over the top of it.
Hey, boys, I don't know if you saw, did you see Alex Porter on the bikes? So they were doing the 1,000-metre in the velodrome, and his bike, the handlebars snapped. Now, that happened to me once, one of the mongers, by the Tufts. But these bikes, they're saying they're worth £30,000.
Pound.
Dick. the handlebars, I've never seen this before. Jeez, it was...
All the weights up the front there, isn't it? And they were actually, their time at the time was going pretty well compared to Denmark, I think, who... Did they get the gold, Denmark?
65 Ks he was going.
Yeah.
And they've had 5 years. They can't say they were rushed. They had an extra year to work out this bike, the frame...
Oh,
the Lindley.
What happens there? Who gets the...
They got to go again.
Imagine it was Bryson DeChambeau. If he was on there, he would just go to town on them.
He would be going to town. They did get to go again, though. Did you see that?
With Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He rode all disheveled and his chin and his everything was just all a mess.
Gutsy.
Bloody oath it was.
How'd we end up?
Well, he ended up pulling out. So I don't understand the race entirely, but he ended up not finishing the race. I think it was him. So one of them dropped out. I think you need to have three cross the line and... They were nowhere near it, the Australians, when it came to that. Ali Bull and Elise Wood finished fifth in the K2 500-metre final. Brooke Stratton finished seventh in the long jump final. Thomas Green finished seventh in the men's 1,000-metre kayak final. In the women's 1,000 also, we kept an eye on that. This is the Olympic update with thanks to Monarch Painting. Tonight, this is what we have to look forward to. Lyndon Hall and Jessica Hull qualified for the 1,500-metre semi-finals. The Kookaburras take on Germany at 8 p.m. tonight, fresh off their epic quarterfinal win over the Netherlands. Curtis Marshall in the men's pole vault final at 8:20. Now, remember, he was had to be tested and quarantined after having trained with the American. Simone Biles returns to competition in the balance beam final at 6:50. I thought she was done and dusted, Simone.
No, she's back.
She's back.
Back for the beam.
Okay. So do tell, Brooksy. I thought you just said, right, I'm done. That was only that one, the floor.
Yeah, I think because this is an individual event, I think she got bronze or silver in Rio. So this is an event she hasn't won gold in yet. So maybe that's the drive for gold that she's striving for in this event. That was the one that she couldn't get last time.
Yeah, she certainly split opinions, I've noticed.
Yes.
Some people are saying, well done for sticking up for yourself and making sure that you're up. And other people going, well, why didn't you tell us 2 weeks ago?
That's right. And Naomi Osaka is getting a bit of a fallout as well. People are torn on where they stand. Last night, the Opals snuck into the basketball quarterfinals with a 27-point win over Puerto Rico last night.
They solid. Those R's.
Oh, Latino.
Roll the R's, Joel.
El Jolcano.
Señor. Por favor.
El Capitano. They needed to win by 25 or more. It was quite intriguing, wasn't it, Brooksy? You would have been all over that.
Yeah, I was watching it. It was funny because I think there was a lot of people that probably were watching that, not knowing why they're celebrating being up by 23 and 19 and 20 throughout the match. But yeah, massive fadeaway jumper from Carla George to get the winning points and a couple of defensive stops.
What's realistic ending to this story, Brooksy?
They've got Team USA in the quarters.
Right.
Whoops.
Brennan Cow.
Hang on. That's got to be a case.
Yeah.
You can't have a phone live on here. Is it a carton?
I think so.
Dolly Parton. So the Matildas went down 1-0 to Sweden. Very, very controversial in the football semi-finals. They now face the US. So we both, in the Opals and the Matildas, both square off with the US in their next assignment.
So bronze medal game for the Matildas, quarterfinals for the Opals. So, yeah, and potentially here. So we've got the men's basketball as well. Spain and the USA at the moment. If we beat Argentina tonight, we'll play the winner of this game that's going on tonight.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll potentially have a Boomers Team USA.
So, Brooks, just talk about the USA team. How many, like, legitimate stars are in there, superstars?
You've got Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard. You've got Draymond Green, who on the bench there that plays for the Warriors. He's won a couple of titles. Zach LaVine had a very big
But it's no dream team. Bulls.
No, of course. There's no way you can replicate that 92 Barcelona team. Even the ones they put ahead in Atlanta and Sydney were quite good. But, yeah, you're starting to see some of the – just because of the money, and we'll talk about it a bit later. Sometimes in a contract year, you probably don't want to play the Olympics because you're potentially earning $200 million on a 4 or 5 year deal. Like Steph Curry, he just signed a max contract. So, yeah, some of the players sort of just weigh up the option of either going for an NBA championship or going for a gold medal. And it hasn't been a gimme in recent years. So the field sort of caught up to the US, particularly the European teams. As you see, Spain by two. France beat them in the group stage.
Have the Spaniards got any NBA players?
Plenty of current and ex-NBA players. So you've got the Gasol brothers, Mark and Pau. You've got rookie Rubio on camera now. He's a point guard. He just got traded to the Cavs. You've got a few Hernandez and Rodriguez.
Yeah. Josh, and Donald Sullivan's
the
coach. Donald Sullivan's the coach.
Sullivan's coach in the US.
So they could get rolled here.
And they're gone.
Wow.
Yep.
We'll keep you posted to that. It is 43-41. The Espanyols leading America here. 43-41 as we approach halftime. So it's all happening. That was the Olympic update with thanks to Monarch Painting. We will keep you posted. The Hockey Roos, by the way, they got rolled as well. 1-0 by India in the hockey quarterfinals. Leaders in painting accessories, Monarch Painting, brushes, rollers, applicators and tools. Visit monarchpainting.com.au. Coming up next, a Monday night footy review. But before we break, I want you to hit me with this. 0457 736 736. 100 metre sprint, NRL players. Clearly the Fox is going to be on the podium, or we think anyway. Who else would be on the podium? I've got a name who I think might even just take out the gold. Stay with us right here. It is Driving for Gold with Joel and Fletch.